ज्ञानम्
ज्ञानम्
देहम्
देहम्
सविज्ञानम्
सविज्ञानम्
इदम्
इदम्
वक्ष्यामि
वक्ष्यामि
अशेषतः अवशिष्यते ज्ञानं देहं सविज्ञानं
ज्ञानं देहं
सविज्ञानं वक्ष्यामि शेषतः ज्ञातव्यमवशिष्यते ज्ञानं देहं सविज्ञानं
ज्ञानं देहं सविज्ञानं
इदं वक्ष्यामि शेषतः ज्ञातव्यमवशिष्यते ज्ञानं देहं सविज्ञानं
ज्ञानं देहं सविज्ञानं
इदं वक्ष्यामि शेषतः ज्ञातव्यमवशिष्यते
unto you,
unto you.
Aham,
aham,
sa,
sa,
with,
vijnanam,
vijnanam,
nominal
novel,
nominal
idam,
idam,
this,
vashyami,
vashyami,
shall explain,
asheshataha,
asheshataha,
in full,
in full,
yad,
yad,
with,
Yatva,
Yatva,
knowing,
knowing,
na,
na,
not,
na,
iha,
iha,
in this world,
puyaha,
puyaha,
further,
further,
anyat,
anyat,
anything more,
anything more,
yatavyam,
yatavyam,
knowable,
knowable,
avashishyate,
avashishyate,
remains to be known,
remains to be known.
Translation. I shall now declare unto you in full this knowledge, most phenomenal of numen, by knowing which there shall remain nothing further to be known.
Jnanam deham savi jnanam. Idam vakshami asesata. Yesterday, I was speaking in the meeting of this school. So, I began from the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, how to develop Krishna consciousness. This Krishna consciousness movement can be introduced to every living entity. There is a verse in Caitanya Charitamrita, it is said that Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. Nitya Siddha. Nitya Siddha means just like we eat. All living entities, they eat. There is nothing new introduction when we eat or sleep or have sex life or when there is danger, we depend. These are nitya-siddhi, natural. Wherever there is a living entity, these four things are there. It doesn't matter whether he is human being or a small microbe. These things are there, nitya-siddhi. Similarly, Krishna Bhakti, love of Krishna, that is also natural. It is not artificial. Nitya Shuddha Krishna Bhakti. But somehow or other, by our association with this material nature, we have forgot. We are not material nature. That is the first education of Krishna consciousness or spiritual knowledge. We are spiritual. And Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is also complete spirit. He is not material. Even the impersonalist, Shankaracharya, he has described about Narayana in his commentary on Bhagavad Gita, Narayana Parah of Bhaktyat, Narayana, the personality of Godhead, is not anything of this material world. Parah of Bhaktyat Andakamava. But from the Abhakta, this material world of the universe is created. Therefore, Narayan or Krishna, Krishna is the original Narayan. That is a big definition or understanding from Vedic knowledge. That Krishna from Krishna, first expansion is Baladev. From Baladev, there is Sankarsan, Pradyumna, Anuruddha. In this way, expansion takes place. And from Sankarsan also, Narayana, Vaikuntha Narayana. And from Narayana, the Purushavatar, Vishnu. In this way, there is expansion. Ramadhi Muttisi Palaniyamina Tishthan. So, the Narayana, or expansion of Narayana, Krishna, or expansion of Krishna, they are not of this material world. Narayana. Parastasmatu bhava anya. There is another spiritual world. Bhaktya bhaktya sanata. A bhakta is material. And above this bhakta, there is sanatana, eternal above. So, this Krishna consciousness movement, it is nothing of this material world. This Hare Krishna mantra, it is also not any vibration of this material world. There is a verse by Narottam Das Thakur, Golokera Premadhana Hari Nama Sankirtan. This Harinama Sankirtan is vibration from the spiritual world. Just like you receive some message, vibration of the material world from Europe, from America. So that is not Indian vibration, but American vibration or European vibration. Similarly, there is vibration in the spiritual world. Simply, one has to catch. You must have that machine. So, that machine is there within you. The heart is the machine where you can receive the spiritual message. Because within the heart, there is Narayana. Ishara sarva-bhutanam riddhese, particularly it is mentioned, riddhe. So because Narayana or Ishara is situated within the heart of everyone, there is no necessity of researching where is Narayana. The Shastra says it is within your heart. Therefore, the yogi, they practice yoga process, how to see Narayana within the heart. Jhanavastitatadgatena manasa jana pashanti. Yogi. The yogic process is to see Narayana within the heart. Similarly, he can hear also Narayana by this transcendental variety. He can be perceived, because we have got senses, different senses. We can see and we can hear also. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is absolute truth. By any of your senses, either by seeing or by hearing, it is the same. Nama Sintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigra. Rasa Vigra. Nama, his name, holy name of Krishna, or holy name of Rama. They are Rasa Vigra, transcendental, blissful form. That is also Vigra means form. That form is understood through the ear. And it goes to the heart. In this way, we can perceive Narayana by chanting Hare Krishna Maha. It requires little practice, as they are enunciated in the shastras and directed by the spiritual mouth. Then one can understand, or one can see, just like Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochane. Santas Padaiva Hridayesu Vilokan. The same thing Hridaya. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Ishara Sadhutana Hridayesu Arjuna Tishtati. Similarly, the same thing is stated there in the Vedic literature. Bhagavad Gita is also Vedic literature. Brahma Sangita. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. Santa Sadaiva Hridaya Vilokan. Say the same thing, Hridaya. So, anyone can see God within his heart. If he adopts the process, bona fide process, Narayana is within you. Therefore, great day, saintly person, we are sitting in a lonely place, alone. But he is not alone. He is with Narayana, Krishna. He is seeing all is there. So he is not alone. We are always accompanied by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as Paramatma, Antajyami, within the heart. That is the Vedic statement, that there are two words sitting on the same tree. One bird is enjoying the fruit of the tree, and the other bird is simply witnessing. So the two birds, Jivatma and Paramatma, are always associated. He is so kind, he is just looking forward when this Jivatma, with illusion, bewildered, captivated by this material world, material enjoyment, when he come back again to me, just like father and the son who has gone out of home, the father is always looking forward when his son would come back at home and enjoy. Similarly, Krishna, the Supreme Father, is always looking forward when we shall go back to Him. Therefore, He comes personally. Yadā-yadāhi dharma-sat-glāni bhavati bhāra tadātmānam śrīyāma. The general opportunity for human being if you understand God or Krishna and go back to Him again, we have come from Him, but we are attracted by this material enjoyment, which is not very pleasant. It is suffering. It's like here, without this fan, it was uncomfortable, excessive heat. So, excessive heat, excessive cold, so many things, adibhauti, adhyati, adibhaivi. We are actually suffering, always. This is the nature of this material world. Stringent laws of the material. And still, we are trying to become happy by some adjustment. This is called struggle for existence. In this way, we cannot be happy. Real happiness is there. Yadgatyana nivartante tadhyama paramam mama vitorāra bhayos sopa manmaya madhas mamupāsit vahavo jnana tapasā kūta madhavāvam āgatā. These are the descriptions in the Bhagavad Gita. Vitorāra bhayos sopa Vitorāga. Rāga means attachment. So, we are now attached to this material world. So, by practice, one becomes Vitorāga. No more attachment for the material. That is possible. Bhakti parishānu bhava virakti annatrasya. If you develop your normal bhakti or devotional life, that Krishna Bhakti Nitya Siddha, Sattva Prabhu. It has to be awake. Then he becomes Bhutarāga, Ayakrūdha. And this material world is always cheerful. Every living entity is cheerful what will happen next. Then just like at the present moment. Every time, always, we are cheerful. Vayam dhitya abhimidhi sadasyat. As soon as we forget our constitutional position and Krishna, then an artificial way of cheerfulness is created. So, vitarāga bhaya krodha. Manmaya mamupāsitā. But this bhaya can be overcome. And this attachment can be overcome when we become Krishna conscious. Manmaya, mamupāsita, bahava, jnana tapasā, pūtā, madbhāvam, āgatā. Madbhāvam, my nature, the spiritual nature of the spiritual world, the care, how this is the process. Because āgabhaya krodha, manmaya, mamupāsita, bahava, not only one, two, but bahava, many. Bahava, jnana tapasā, pūtā. By one has to be purified. That is called pūtā. Without being purified, you cannot enter into the spiritual world. Vitorāgava, jnana tapasā, pūtā. Madhavāvam āl. So these are the statements of the Bhagavad Gita. There are many other statements. So this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for taking back all the suffering humanity or living entities back to home, back to life. This is the sum and substance of Krishna consciousness movement. So here, Krishna says that I am explaining to you how that knowledge of going back to home, back to Godhead can be attained. That's what he is saying here. Jnanam te aham abhijnanam. Jnanam means theoretical knowledge. That is called jnanam. And abhijnanam means practical. Just like in the scientific department of colleges, there are, for understanding anything scientifically, there are two divisions, practical and theoretical. So jnanam is theoretical. And vijnanam means practical. Simply to know there is God, this is theoretical knowledge. But when actually you become connected with God, to practice the godly activity, that is called vijnanam. So, Krishna will explain in this chapter the knowledge of God, both theoretically and practically. Jnanam triham savijnanam bhakshami. I shall speak to you. Aseshata. Aseshata means vividly. Aseshata. Vridhi samanata. And when it is said aseshata, that means elaborate. But yadgatya, is somehow or other, you understand this knowledge, yadgatya, na iha, in this material world. Iha, iha means this material world. Puya, again, unless anything more, jnatabham avasishyate. No more, you require no more further knowledge to understand. That is the statement in the Vedas. Jasmin vijyate sarvamedam vijyatam bhavanti. If you simply understand Krishna, because Krishna is everything, so if you understand Krishna, automatically you understand what is this world, what is this earth, what is this water, what is this fire, this is material things. What is this air, what is this sky, what is this mind, what is this intelligence, what is this ego, and what is this soul. In this way, you understand everything. Because these material elements, earth, water, fire, air, sky, that will be expressed in the next part. It is the expansion of Krishna's energy. As there are energies and the energetic. Just like the fire has got two energies. One energy is the heat and one energy is light. Just like in the morning, as soon as you see the light from your window, you can understand that there is sunlight. By the energy, light of the sun, you can understand there is now the sun on the star. The heat also. When you are too much heated, even within the room, even if you do not see the sun, you can understand that this heat is due to the sun. Similarly, we have to understand the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by perceiving the different energies. Parasa Shakti Vividaivasya. At the present moment, we are trying to understand the energy of Krishna. We cannot see directly Krishna. But as soon as you see the energy, or you perceive the energy, you can understand there is Krishna, there is God. That is called intelligence. This is called jnana. And when you are directly in connection with Krishna, or directly in His service, that is called vijnana. Jnanam tehaṁ savijnanam bhakṣāmi asesata. Yad jatya neham huyad anna jnatabham abhisishyata. Now, why this jnana required? Because our mission of life is to you cannot understand with your foolish brain what is God. That is not possible. They are trying to understand God by the limited senses. How you can understand? We are defective in so many ways. First of all, we commit mistakes. And we are illusion. We try to cheat others. And our senses are imperfect. So, how you can understand with your limited senses, with so many defects? That is not possible. Therefore, you have to understand God from God Himself or from His representative. Therefore, Krishna says that Maya Satyamana Pratha Yugam Jinjan Mod Asra. Mod Asra. Directly under my direction or under the direction of my representative. You cannot understand Krishna if you remain under your personal interest. That is, everyone says that I shall understand this by my own dint of knowledge, by speculation. That is not possible. Krishna says that you have to understand. Here also it is the same thing said, that jnanam teham sabhijnanam bhokshami aham. I shall speak. So, this is the secret of success. If you want to understand God, what is God? Everyone, there are many philosophers, scientists, they are trying to understand God by research. But that research will not help you. You have to understand directly from God or from God's representative. That is the way. So, in the Vedic literature it is said, athāpi te deva padām bujatvam prasāda leśānu grihita ivai jānāti tattvam. Jānāti tattvam. Te deva. By law, one who has received, one is able to receive a little favor from you, he can understand your tattvam. Athāpi te deva padām bujatvam prasāda leśānu grihita ivai jānāti tattvam. Others who are simply speculating, they cannot understand. Therefore, people are bewildered how God is person. But they cannot understand because they have not taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, or His representative. It is impossible for them. Naham prakasa sarvasya yuga maya swam. If Krishna cannot be exposed to the non-devotees, naham prakasa sarvasya, not anyone, ordinary common man can understand. Therefore, we have to understand Krishna or the Supreme Personality of Godhead from Krishna, not from anyone who is simply speculating or wrongly interpreting Bhagavad Gita. They cannot understand. That is the way.
Jnanam priham sabhijnanam vakshami asesata jadgatyang neha bhiya anna jnatam pambhavasis.
The Prabhupada Krishna consciousness movement is just to try to understand what is Krishna. That's all. What is Krishna? Because if you perfectly understand Krishna, then immediately you become liberated and you become eligible to be transferred to the spiritual world. That is it. Dibbam. Janma karma me dibbam. Jo janati tattva. If one can understand Krishna, why he appears, why he disappears. They are all transcendental, they are not ordinary. Because we understand Krishna as a historical person. A person like me may be a very this personality with more power than me. Yes, that he is. But you do not know how much powerful he is, because he is God. He is powerful in full. There is no deficiency in his power. He is powerful in complete, purnam. Purnasa purnamalaya purnameva visheshya. Even though Krishna, from Krishna, all his power is taken out, he still is purnam. He is still all powerful. Janma karma vidvam sujanati tattvapat. So we have to understand Krishna in truth, not superficial. Inside it is vijnanam. Jnanam sriham vijnanam vijnanam. Not foolish that I can interpret Krishna. Some rascal says Krishna means black. Some rascal says Krishna means this. Krishna means devil. As according to one's character and angular vision. The real meaning of Krishna is Parabrahma. Krishi Guma, Krishi Bhubhachaka Sabda, Natsa Nirviti Vasa, Tayo Raikram. Iti Krishna Parabrahma Iti Avidhiyati. Krishna means Parabrahma. Krishna means all action. So, we have to take the understanding of great personality, Rama. Rama. Rama means Parabrahma. Ramante Jovina Anante Satyanande Chidatman Iti Rama Padenasu Parabrahma Iti Avidhi. So, this Hare Krishna, Hare Rama means direct connection with the Parabrahma. Rama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasavidya Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta Abhinatya Namana. These things have to be understood. That nama nami avinatyat identity. So when we chant Krishna, Hare, Rama, they are directly connected with the Supreme Personality of God. Even though we do not know how to chant, there are, according to Shastri, Jansan, there are 10 kinds of offenses. When we avoid that offenses, then it is pure chanting of the Hare Krishna. So even if we chant these offenses in the beginning, it cannot be free of offenses. Still, it will act. Just as you come near the fire, you can feel the warmth. And when the direct touch, it becomes red hot. So, we have to be in touch with the fire. Then gradually, we become warmer, 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 warmer. And red hot. Red hot. Just like another example. Just you take a red iron rod and keep in touch with the fire. It becomes warm, warmer, warmer. Then gradually, the iron rod becomes red hot. When it is red hot, then it is fire. You touch that iron rod anywhere, it will burn. The quality of fire is already acquired. Similarly, if you keep always in touch with Krishna, smattabham satato vismattabham na jatuchi, sarve vidhi nishidhasu retayo evakunta. To become advanced in Krishna consciousness, the first principle is smartabho satato Vishnu. Always remember Vishnu or Krishna. That is the beginning to touch. Vishmartabho nadatus. Never forget. So this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, if you chant, there is no expenditure. But the profit is very, very great. Because you are touched in Krishna. And Krishna and Krishna's name non-different, identical. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasavidya. Purna. It is not that. Partial. Purna.
because the name is of the Purna. Purnasya Purna Mahadaya. Purna Vaiva Pushisati. This is the Vedic version. So, it is not very difficult. Simply try to be in touch with the vibration. Where is the wrong there? What is the loss there? If you chant just like this boy, you have seen the picture. They are pregnant, serious. They are working in the field, Hare Krishna. They are working in the factory, of incense factory, Hare Krishna. What is the wrong there? Why India is not taking this? If you work in your factory, if you chant Hare Krishna, what is the loss there? But you remain always in touch with Krishna. Smartabhu, Satatu, Vishnu, this formula is called. We shall talk so many nonsense things, but you are not desiring to chant Hare Krishna. This is our power. Otherwise, Krishna is so kind. Nama rupe Krishna avata. Krishna is now descended in his vibration form, Hare Krishna. This Kali-yuga, because we cannot do anything. Therefore, Krishna has become very easily available in the form of his holy name, Hare Krishna. Krishna is available. You can see Krishna, you can touch Krishna, you can talk with Krishna. As you may advance in Krishna consciousness, that is possible. Then, gradually, making progress means gradually, you will be lover of Krishna. That is required. Mayasattva. As soon as you become lover, you become attached. That is required. Now at the present moment, we are attached to so many things. Because you have forgotten Krishna. Now gradually, if you increase your attachment for Krishna, then you forget all this matter. That is liberation. That is liberation. Your bondage means we are becoming more and more attracted to this material world. And on account of this attraction, we have to accept another body, material body. And as soon as you accept the material body, you become under the control of this material nature. Liberation means to be free from the control of the material nature. It is a great fact. Try to understand. Therefore it is said, jnanam tiham sabhijnam. It is not sentiment. It is not religious sentiment. It is a science. Krishna consciousness means to understand the science of Krishna. We are understanding so many subject matters scientifically, but we are neglecting one thing, how to understand Krishna scientifically. That science is described here. Jnanam tiham sabhijnam. Jnanam tiham sabhijnam. Om bhakshami asisata. Jnanam, if you simply try to understand the science of Krishna, then all other sciences will be automatically answered. It's like, if you understand what is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0? Then you understand the whole mathematical class. Because the mathematics means that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is this way, that way, this way, that way. The only the figure are all the digits are the 1, 2, 3, 4. So therefore one has to learn 1, 2, 3, 4 up to 9 and 0. Similarly, if you understand Krishna, the indirectly and directly, everything is Krishna. That is the highest scientific understanding of everything. That is a fact. But Krishna is air. Krishna is water. Krishna is air. Krishna is fire. Krishna is sky. Krishna is mind. Krishna is intelligence. Krishna is ego. And Krishna is soul. So, this is the fact. Jnanam tiham sabhijnanam. Then next verse, Krishna says, yes. Manushanam sa. Tasi jatati siddhaye, jatatam api siddhyanam, tasi maam vetti tattva. The same thing tattva.
we have to understand. In the fourth chapter, it is said that Janma karma me dibbam hi janati tattva. The tattva, you can understand Krishna tattva. Then another place Krishna says, bhaktyavam abhijanati javan jasyami tattva. So our aim should be to understand Krishna tattva in truth, not superficially, not by foolish commentary. If we simply try to follow what Krishna said, what is the difficulty? There is no difficulty. But foolishly we interpret in a different way. And Maya takes away our knowledge. Maya aparita jnana. He is thinking that he is very learned scholar, that he is fool number, rascal number one. Therefore Krishna says, Maya aparita jnana. Namāna duṣkitana mūrā patvadvante nārāda. Krishna is speaking so many ways about himself without understanding Krishna in his own way. We are trying to understand Krishna in different ways. Therefore, Krishna says, māyā apurita jñāna. Āśurīdhā. They teach the class of man. They interpret in a different way because their knowledge has been taken by māyā. And why it is so? Because they are sinful. Duṣkṛtino, mūrha, narādha. These things are there. You will find in Bhagavad Gita. It is not our manufactured word. Therefore, our proposal is, try to understand Krishna. Try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. Do not misinterpret, do not be mistaken by the misinterpreter. Then your life will be successful. You will understand what is Krishna. And you become Krishna conscious. Then, tattādhi haṁ punar janmano iti māme iti tāṁ. In the Western world, they are taking more and more seriously about this Krishna consciousness movement. So, our only request is that in India also, at least those who are sympathetic with this movement, kindly try to understand Krishna scientifically, and your life will be successful. Thank you very much. Thank you.